This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Femuliner. A new report from the Rocky Mountain Climate Organization and the Natural Resources Defense Council shows the frequency of severe storms across the Midwest has doubled over the past 50 years. Veronique LaCapra has the details.
The report analyzed precipitation data from more than 200 weather stations in eight Midwestern states. It found that for the period from 1961 to 2011, the frequency of days with more than 3 inches of rain increased by upwards of 80% in both Illinois and Missouri. And Rocky Mountain Climate Organization President Stephen Saunders says all that heavy rainfall has meant more flooding.
Our study showed that the year with the most extreme storms in the Midwest was 2008. The second highest year was 1993. As people who lived through those floods in the Midwest know, those were 2 years with the worst flooding the Midwest has had in more than 80 years.
Global models predict climate change will increase the frequency of major rainstorms. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
The Missouri Senate has voted to authorize new tax credits to attract amateur sporting events to the state. The measure, approved in a 28-3 vote today, would also cap the amount of tax credits available to refurbish historical buildings at $75 million, which is $35 million lower than the current cap. Several senators hail the legislation as a compromise between those who want to expand or limit the state's tax incentives. The full measure now goes back to the House, which can accept the Senate's changes or send the bill to negotiations between the two chambers. Missouri House members have rejected legislation with numerous portions affecting local governments. House members today defeated legislation 77-76. The bill started in the Senate and has attracted numerous amendments. Among the various issues covered in the legislation is a portion that would allow county governments to trim budgets within a fiscal year. In addition, House members have added a provision to exempt local governments from some wage requirements for maintenance work on water storage tanks. Missouri's legislative session ends Friday evening. The Missouri House has approved legislation allowing health care providers to refuse to participate in some tasks that violate their religious or ethical beliefs. Today's 117-37 vote sends the bill back to the Senate to consider changes made by the House. The measure prohibits punishment of doctors, nurses, and other health care workers who refuse to participate in contraception, abortions, embryonic stem cell research, and certain other procedures or research. The competition to create jobs in a recovering economy is causing states to waive hundreds of millions of tax dollars as incentives for businesses. Perhaps nowhere is this battle more intense than in Kansas City, a city literally split by a street into two states. Records obtained by the Associated Press show Kansas and Missouri have committed to more than $750 million in tax breaks and bonds during the past 5 years for businesses in the Kansas City area. In some cases, businesses have moved only a few miles across the state line with little effect on the region's economy. Some lawmakers have called for a truce, saying tax revenues being squandered, but the governors of the competing states say they remain aggressive in luring every possible job. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.